Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day with you, where we put you first in everything, because we know you, we, our family, everything comes from you. And you've got the best in mind for the whole world, all of creation, and for our families. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious disciples. I'm leaving Danita sleeping because I'm going to go for a run this morning. And we're sharing here on the cost of discipleship, the cost of following Jesus. And in verses 21 to 22, another disciple came to Jesus and said, "Lord, let me first go bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "No. Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." Now, you know, if we haven't come to understand and know this family we in now, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we would think this is ridiculous. But if we don't put the Father first, Jesus first, the family of God first, we haven't counted the cost, and we haven't understood that there is everything beautiful on this earth comes from God, and He's got the best interest. And what they have done now in sending their Son in the new covenant to come fix up the mess that happened through the fall, we've got everything pertaining to life in them. They got the best in mind for our family and for us. And so we've got to put them first. And when we put them first, then everything comes together, because they're in the business of reconciliation, reconciling us. So the first priority in our religion, in our life, is putting God first. And this would normally not be the case for many people. You know, you hear your father's passed away or someone's passed away. You have means, and you ask the Lord, and then you go and you sort it out. But I have experienced this specific scripture being given to me. I led my father to the Lord. I made a way for him to stay at this old age home. And then when I was at Al Petra, when we just started Al Petra, and Al Petra means Al is God, is God. And Petra is rock. So it's based on that scripture. You hears my word and does it. It's like a wise man building his house on the rock. So we just started our Petra, the disciple ministry, leading the people to walk with the Lord. And we were at Ulifant's Kraal on the Ulifant on the Berg River. And I got a call the one morning. And it says, "Your father's passed away." And it was a shock. And then another shock. "And you need to pay this certain amount of money." And I was in shock because, you know, I just didn't have it. And on inquiring to the Lord, you know, what do I do? And that this specific scripture, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead," came to me. And that was another shock. But then I realized just a couple of days before this, our water, used to come from the main road, was about a kilo up. And every then that's where the meter was. And I was responsible for that line right down to the farm on the Berg River. And it sprung a leak. Lazarus phoned me up to tell me it's here, over 10,000 rands worth of water has been spilled out. But then later on, he phoned me and he says, "Listen, Trevor, don't worry. The guys were told to change your meter and they didn't. So we can't charge you for that water." So I knew God could provide. You know, he's carried me. He's carried us all our lives. And when I came into the ministry, I've seen how God could help. So I knew, you know, he's in charge of the money flow. And then I started looking at this verse in another sense, and it says, "Follow me and leave the dead." And I found inspiration in that, following me. I had disciples, I had people, that were alive that I could work with. And that, so it was first a bit of a horror shock. And then, praise God, there's something I can do. And, you know, there's nothing I can do about my father now. And as a Christian, I know he's in a better place, you know. And so I just carried on with just the program. And a bit later on, they phoned me and they came down with a figure and all things could be sorted out. Because, yeah, so that's a big cost. You know, we need to know and that God knows everything and he's got the best in mind. Our Father in heaven, was what Jesus to tell us to pray that. He says, your Father knows what you need. Therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. You put him first. Amen. And as I said earlier, everything that's in this world has come from our heavenly family, and everything has now been made available for restoration in our heavenly family. So stay in tune, develop on schedule. Your God loves you. In Jesus' name, amen.